This is the Wednesday, March 30th edition of the Daily Wager podcast. We've got you covered with a variety of NBA action tonight, so sit back and enjoy. We'll get you in and out like we always do in less than 10 minutes.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Welcome to the Daily Wager podcast presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. I'm Doug Kazarian, joined on this Wednesday with Aaron Dolan. How are you, Aaron?
Yes, I'm good. Halfway through the week, almost into April, wishing it would warm up a little bit here. I'm sure it's hot, nice and hot in Vegas. Jealous of that. So plugging along.
Yeah, plugging along. Well, let's talk with this intriguing game in Boston. Celtics hosting the Heat as four and a half point favorites. No Robert Williams, as we know. He's the anchor of that defense, but this is a Boston team that's been an absolute wagon, particularly against the number, 23-3, I believe, overall in their last 26, and they're competing with the one seed now after being left for dead a few months ago, and the Heat struggle a little bit. I have to take Boston if I'm going to play it at all. Obviously, if Robert Williams was playing, I'd be all over the Celtics here. I just think the Heat are disjointed too much for my liking, and Boston plays so hard, so well coached. I just have to take Boston, if anything.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm really struggling with this game. I actually tweeted out, I was like, how can I not take the 5 points with the Heat, just given their, you know, 15-6 against the spread, their last 21 games as an underdog. They're also 7-1-1 against the spread in their last 9 road games. Of course, you got to look at these trends with a grain of salt sometimes, but I don't know. I just, there's a feeling that the Heat could potentially keep it close. I mean, both these teams are so defensively well, are defensively coached well, so you kind of want to look at that under. Maybe I need it open 214.5. It's already been bet down to, on some of the books, to 213. But yeah, I'm going back and forth on this one. Are you expecting that this line is baked in, that Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown will play, out of curiosity?
Yeah, everyone's supposed to play. Yeah. But you're right, there was legit injury issues for the absences in Toronto on Monday. It wasn't just like load management or something.
Yeah, I'm going back and forth on this one, but I think I would take the points.
Really? Yeah, I just can't bet into it, but obviously the Robert Williams injury is significant. I have a few plays I do really, really like. My favorite is the Hornets. It's now up to 3. I got some 2, 2.5 this morning. I don't know if it's going to keep going up. It's not going to go down. I know that. It could go to 3.5 or 4. Basically, Fournier's out. We've seen the video with Randall. He may want to try to force his way out of New York. And the Hornets just need a win, given where they are in the standings and coming off a loss. Knicks got the win the other day against the Bulls, but I really, really like the Hornets tonight, -3.
Okay, awesome. I'm looking at the Suns team total over 113.5. They're obviously, you know, on an 8-game win streak. They have a healthy Chris Paul. They're 9-1 to their team total over in the last 10 games when playing on the road. They also recently averaged 126 points in the last 10 games overall and 123 in the last 10 away. Of course, with the Warriors, they aren't terrible defensively. They're allowing 112.5 points per game after this Steph Curry injury. I just think that the Suns could go out there and put up some points, at least get over that 113.5 seems a little low.
So I like the Suns a lot in this game, but I'm a little nervous because the overnight line was 6 and it's down to 4. So do we know if someone's out or anything like that for the Suns?
Let me see. Let me click on player props.
I know Iguodala's back for the Warriors, as is Dre.
They're all in. And
Klay Thompson, excuse me. So it's everyone besides Wiseman and Curry. But yeah, I'm big on the Suns team. I think they're awesome. I want to keep betting them as much as I can in these types of situations, like Philly on Sunday, I think it was, or Saturday, covered the 3. They're just an absolute machine. And I think the Warriors, off a long road trip, it's the first home game, so that feels like another road game, if you will, in terms of on the body and the legs. I just don't believe in them. I mean, the team total may be the way to go, perhaps. And I like that you at the game team total, because the Suns do lead the NBA in second half scoring. So, you know, we talk about splits all the time, like Denver is such a big drop-off after the first half to second half. So if I do a team total with Denver, I typically do first half just because they're in the bottom 10 in second half scoring, and that's like an issue Mike Malone's been addressing. But in terms of the Suns, I have to like do more research here, but I like the -4 too.
Okay. Love that.
And I have a couple other. I'm going to do the Grizzlies first quarter team total over. Largely because
I figured
the,
that.
The Spurs. The Spurs are such a high-paced team and things like that. The other day was such a weird game. They had like 20, but then they had like 40-something in the second quarter. So a strange game. I'm also looking at the Pelicans. This like a team total or something in the first quarter. 29.5 is your team total in the first quarter. I think they fly over that. This Blazers team is terrible, and Chauncey Billups is undermanned, so they're pushing the pace. So I like them. I mean, they're laying 5 in the first quarter. That's a huge number. So I'm going to focus on the team total 29.5, and I just think they light it up.
Yeah, I definitely want to look at some player props for that, but they're still not listed just yet, probably because it's such a late game. Two other things I'm looking at, Houston's actually ranked first in the last 15 games in opponent three-point percentage. They've actually been defending the perimeter well for as bad of a team as they are. So maybe look at Harrison Barnes under 1.5 made threes. It's at plus money. He's 3-for-10 in 2 games against Houston, but we'll mention he is averaging 1.9 made threes per game this season. Another one I like, and it's a little... It is a little risky, and I know that, but Nikola Jokic over points, rebounds, and assists, it's at 48.5. I've seen it as high as 49.5 on some of the books. It's only half a point higher than his season average at 48.5, and the Pacers are a bottom 10 team in terms of opponent three-point percentage, field goal percentage in the last 15. They're terrible in terms of defending assists. I mean, Jokic, I just feel, could feast in this. Obviously, if it becomes a blowout, there is potential that he could sit for some time of this, but he has hit this number in 3 of the last 4, and I just think with the narrative around MVP and everything that's going on, I could see him putting up some gaudy numbers tonight.
Yeah, for sure I can see that. And then, but he also just plays within himself, and usually within himself is good enough, so
yeah, for sure,
to keep in mind. What was I gonna say? It is gonna be fascinating how this MVP race comes down the end. I wouldn't bet it right now. We talked about it on the show. But you know, there's a lot of excitement surrounding it.
So last night didn't help Embiid.
Plays out.
To say the least.
Well, wins, it'll come down to wins, but Embiid's been great. I mean, Embiid, like, Doc messed up yesterday, sitting both Harden and Embiid, and that's when the Bucks got back in the game. So,
yeah, I saw they were a little feuding there.
Right.
There were some things exchanged.
All right, well, that's going to do it for this edition of the Daily Wager podcast. We'll see you back later tonight in our usual time slot, 6 Eastern, ESPN2. Enjoy the day and good luck tonight.